عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من عباد الله لأناسا ما هم بأنبياء ولا شهداء يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء يوم القيامة بمكانهم من الله. قالوا يا رسول الله تخبرنا من هم؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام قوم تحابوا بروح الله على غير أرحام بينهم ولا أموال يتعاطونها، فوالله إن وجوههم لنور وإنهم لعلى نور لا يخافون إذا خاف الناس ولا يحزنون إذا حزن الناس. رواه أبو داود. It is narrated from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are people from the servants of Allah who are neither prophets nor martyrs. The prophets and martyrs will envy them on the day of resurrection for their rank from Allah. The companions said, O Rasulullah, tell us who they are. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are people who love each other in the spirit of Allah, without any bonds of kinship, nor financial interest between them. By Allah, their faces will be full of light, and they will be on seats of light. They will not fear when people fear, and they will not grieve when people grieve.
The explanation of this hadith is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about those people who are extremely close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the slaves of Allah. Thus they enjoy the bounties from Allah so much so that even the Anbiya, the Prophets alayhi musallatu wasallam, the martyrs, the shuhada, would envy them on the day of Qiyamah for reaching such a lofty stage, doing such a small action. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were also amazed and immediately wanted to know who they were. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that they were those who love others solely for the pleasure of Allah, meaning fulfilling their rights, obligations, and looking after their interests, even though there were no family ties or financial interests between them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained the favors of Allah that they will enjoy both in this world and in the hereafter. They will have the nur, the mercy, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and they will be raised on seats of nur on the day of Qiyamah as a token of their status. They will enjoy another bounty from Allah, and that is they will not be afraid of trials and tests in this world, nor grieve at any loss, as they will understand that every action and outcome is in the total command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, many a times when we travel and look at the lounges that people have access to, especially if a person is a seasoned traveler and he always travels, then there is the business class lounge and the first class lounge, and this is where a person will actually be resting, enjoying and having best of food and the best of rest. And for those people who will be traveling in economy, they will have to sit on hard seats and sometimes there is no food for them. But herein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining this by way of example, that look at this, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will actually be putting them in these beautiful lounges where they'll be sitting on seats of nur, and light is something that attracts each and every one of us, that we wish to be in a place where there is light, because where there is light, then definitely there is civilization and there is merrymaking and there is goodness. And this is wherein this great action of loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this goes to show that when we are those people who are doing things only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will bless us with this great gift of giving us on the day of Qiyamah to be of such a station that even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Shuhada were actually wishing this, and were actually envying this great stage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of us and grant us this lofty stages. تقبل الله منا ومنكم جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.